In this week's So Much to See, my partner, Veronica Carter, took her first trip into Olympic National Park and was going to tell you about how beautiful it is, but you already know that, so she's focusing on one of her hiking buddies for this trip.
The ever-adventurous Joan Wright is seeing the country solo with her motorhome, towing a vehicle, and her two dogs, Dot and Dash. She's almost 79 and doesn't let the grass grow under her feet. She birdwatches, hikes, and obviously loves to travel. She invited me to tag along for the weekend, and we talked as we walked through the forest.
I just get thrilled every time I see those big mountains. I like Mount Rainier for its meadows and just how gorgeous it is. And of course, there are the Cascades. I love going through Snoqualmie Pass. There are so many beautiful places. Salmon La Sac is a gorgeous place, but I haven't been up there for so long that I don't know how much all of that has changed. And I need to go on another adventure.
One of the things I am very impressed about you about is you're not afraid to go out on an adventure like this by yourself because you've been on the road for a long time.
Yes, I definitely have been on the road for a long time. I'll be 79 this month, but I don't want to sit home and wait for something to happen. I'd rather be out here.
And that advice to other people who are your age, then as long as your health allows it, why not do it, right?
I really would like to see people do that. I actually belong to the Women's Health Initiative, and last time I went in 2019 following the Oregon Trail, I wrote a little article for them then just encouraging women of any age to get out and do whatever they're capable of doing. But most important, to try to get out, not think about it, but to actually get out. You know, you can walk 2 blocks somewhere, or you can walk 2 miles or more. It's just getting up and getting out.
As Joan said, she's been on the road for a few months. She's like a pioneer hitting the Oregon Trail in the 1800s, only instead of the wagon, she's driving a huge RV.
You have a really special place in your heart for the Oregon Trail, don't you?
Oh, I do, and I try to figure out why that is. I grew up in Idaho, and of course the Oregon Trail went all across Idaho and into Oregon, and the trail used to be visible for many years, probably until maybe 40 years ago it was in a lot of places. But yes, and I tried to figure out where that started from, and I think it was from when I was very small and I had a photo album with a Conestoga wagon on it. Yeah, it's just near and dear to my heart. So I was thrilled 2 years ago when I followed it from Independence, Missouri to Oregon City, Oregon, and tried very hard to go any place I could along the Oregon Trail, not just follow the freeways across there, but to actually go off-road as much as I could, hike up to special places. Just, I don't think we know what we're capable of until we get out there and try to do it.
Her friend Linda Brown was visiting family in Washington and joined her for part of the adventure into the Northwest.
It was wonderful. Hurricane Ridge was unbelievable. I would say you would want to spend at least 3 hours there. There's all these small trails and you're up in heaven.
You could look at pictures, but it's not the same.
No, you gotta smell the air, feel it.
Now, is this your first trip to this area?
Yes, first time to Olympic National Park.
And in general, what do you think about the Pacific Northwest?
Oh, I love it. Of course, I'm always here either July or August.
Well, you haven't hit rainy season then.
No. No, I hear about it, but never hit it. I get the best of it.
As for Joan, she's not done traveling. We'll just have to see where she's heading next.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
That's a great story right there. And you can read more on our website, kxl.com.
And always go to our Facebook page, too.